As I was meditating early, I think Monday morning, God gave me a word that was so plain, and I was like, Lord, you know, I don't never go down there until on the second Wednesday of the month, and it was just something was just burning in my heart. I said, well, Lord, your will, your way, and here I am tonight, y'all, you know, and I just give all honor to God, and I give thanks and praise unto our great pastors, Pastor Jerry and Pastor Elaine and Pastor Jonathan and Pastor Jennifer. I heard she done such a great job last Saturday night. And it was, you know, and I just thank God. When you got great ministers of God in one building and an opportunity to share with one another, it's a blessing from God. And as I was reading my word about 1:15 Monday morning, that word that I tell you that was burning in my heart, it was, I've been reading it a lot of time, but I never did see it the way I saw it that morning. And it was telling us that every word we speak is going to be established. And, you know, it was just so amazing, you know, and then when I was reading it with Matthew, if you would, just open your Bibles to Matthew 12:36. And it just stuck out to me. So, you know, it just stirred in my soul. And I got to meditating on it and got to running some references on it. And man, I tell you, it's, God is real. And he's trying to get us to be real. And as we study his word and look into his word, I tell you, it'll change your whole life. So if you would you bow your heads? Oh, gracious Lord, we just come before you tonight, Father God, thanking you for the word that you have put in my heart. But Father God, I pray now, Father God, that I would decrease, that you may increase. And then, Father God, I pray for the listening, Lord. We thank you for them to be here tonight, Father God. We pray that you give my ear to hear, Lord. And then we pray, Father God, that your word, that the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight this night, oh Lord, our strength and our redeemer. Amen and amen. What I would say on Matthew 12:36, and I done read this I don't know how many times, because at one time I was reading the four gospels and the New Testament once a week. And I tell you, just when you do that, it just stirs your heart. But Matthew 12:36, it said, but I say to you that for every idle, that word means careless words, every careless word men may speak, they will give account of it in the day of judgment. For by your words you will be justified, and by your words you be condemned. And I was listening, I was reading that, boy, and I'm telling you, it just stirred in my heart, because so many times we just speak things or say things that we're not really aware the consequences of what we do, because my Bible tells me that there's angels, fallen angels, and then there's angels from heaven. And what words that we speak, the angels get it in war with them. If we speak heavenly words, our angels in heaven war with them. And if we speak mean and bad words, those angels in the earth, those fallen angels, get it and manifest. So, you know, and I was just thinking about that, looking back over my life and all the mean words I had spoken, the mean things I said, and I couldn't do nothing but thank God for another chance and another opportunity to say, Lord, forgive me from speaking those things. And you know, and the thing is about it, I what I love so much about it is how the Holy Spirit will quicken your spirit when you're going through a season on things that he wants you to help you to overcome. Because probably about 9 months ago, I went off, been a little longer than that, probably about a year, 9 months ago, I was praying over my mouth. And see, that's where the word started, over your mouth. So I was praying God's word over my mouth. I was like, Lord, help me to be quick to hear and slow to speak and slow to wrath. Lord, put guard over my mouth so that I may not sin against thee. Lord, that I may hide your word in my heart, that I may not sin against thee. And see, in the words that we speak, when they're from the word of God, they'll be manifested into the heavens. And then those words that we speak here on earth will be manifested to hell. So, you know, and it was a challenge for me to try to speak God's word. And at the time I was meditating on this word, and then I was looking back over my life, have God have touched me for me to want to know that what we say makes a difference. So I'm here to challenge you tonight to, before you speak, think about it. And watch what God will do. Because I learned in James 1:19 when it said, be quick to hear. You know, you're quick to hear, but then it says slow to speak. In other words, be slow to answer what someone has said. Because so many times when we answer out of anger or being mad, the wrong thing will come out. And the Bible called that an outer word. And that means it's careless, it's empty, it don't have nothing to edify or to lift one another up. We must lift one another up in what we say. And so many times it's so hard when it seems like people just doing you any old kind of way, and this ain't going right and that ain't going right, but the word don't say that we should fight fire with fire. The word of God said that we should what? Love those that hate you. Pray for those that despitefully use you. Come on, sister. Yeah, hallelujah. And then bless those that curse you. Yeah, that's Luke 6:28 for your reference if you're taking notes. And you know, and when you go to looking at those scriptures and getting them in your spirit, when things begin to happen in your life, the word of God, the Holy Spirit will quicken God's word to bring it to your attention. And you know, and I just thank God for that. But if I would have a subject tonight, I would say the words of our mouth can be good or it can be evil. And you know, and as I looked at that, and you know, it was just so amazing that he said every word you would be justified. And when I looked up the word justified, it means declared righteous, show to be right, and by your words, it says then that you will be condemned. So, you know, if it was mean that the scripture that I say every morning, Lord, put guard over my mouth that I may not sin against thee with my lips. And you know, and I just love God's word because it's so rich, so good. It energized us. You know, it just energized me. And if you would, let's go to Matthew 4:4. We're gonna just go through our Bibles tonight and just let God's word change us. Will that be all right? Look to your neighbor and say, I want God's word to change me tonight. Amen. 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 You know, this was when in chapter 4, Matthew 4, was when Satan tempted Jesus. And you know, and it was so amazing because Robert McDew, he come to our church Sunday morning and he preached a powerful message out of that same book, because he was saying in 1 minute of time, Jesus was the Father was saying, you are beloved and you are my, you know. And then the next moment, Satan tempted him. And you know, can you imagine 40 days without any food? But then what the food from heaven, Jesus knew God's word. And he said in this verse here, but he answered and said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. And church, that's what we're going to have to do. We're going to have to win our battles with God's word. We're speaking God's word and watch it be manifested into our lives and into our communities, into our schools, into our homes. God's word is going to be the thing that's going to change us, because God's word tells us that what? Everything else will pass away, but my word should never pass away. And you know, and I got revelation on that probably about 12 years ago, and it was so amazing that I said, well, if God's word won't pass away, I need to get in God's word, therefore I won't pass away when this world pass away. And you know, and it's just so good to get in God's word and to get that revelation in God's word. And then, you know, if we go to, I think it's Romans 1:28, when we are not acknowledging God, God's word tells us he'll give us over to a reprobate mind. And you know, that reprobate mind is a empty mind, a mind of is on on perversion, everything that is not of God. It's sort of, when he say a reprobate mind, sort of make me think about Sodom and Gomorrah. All of those things that happened over there, you know, and just one soul was saved, you know, and that was Lot. And, you know, and his wife, she looked back and she became a pillar of salt. So a lot of times in our life, we don't never know when that appointed time is. So we must be careful at what we speak and what we say to one another. And if you would, let's go to Ephesians 5:4. You know, it's, that's a reference to Matthew 12:36, and it says, neither filthiness, nor foolish talking, nor coarse jesting, which are not fitting, those things is not fitting, but it says what is fitting. It says, but rather, giving of thanks. When we give God thanks and for the things that he is doing in our life, whether he changing us from bad to good, or else he blessing us, we should always have a word of thanks from God, because the word of God says what? To enter into his gates with what? And enter into his courts with what? Praise, hallelujah, you know, and a lot of times in our life when we going in and going out and just seem like nothing is happening for us or nothing is going right for us, I dare you to start praising God, because praise is what moves God. And when we go to going in our battles, so many times in the Bible, every battle was won through praise, you know, Jeremiah, you know, when Jeremiah and them, you know, they what he said, walk around that wall, and as they were walking around that wall, they was praising God, and the wall fell down. And when walls come up in our life, and we was to do what they did, praise God, we'll see those walls fall down, because God's word tells me we're gonna have trials and tribulation here on earth. But he says, be of good cheer, for I have overcome. Yes, and then, I just thank God for his word, because so many times, you know, if we can meditate upon God's word and get it into our hearts, our life would be so much easier. I'm a living witness to that, and I just thank God for his word. And it was so amazing when Jesus was up there on that mountain and the enemy was trying to defeat him and trying to get him to do things that was not right. And he knew God's word, and he said, man cannot live by bread alone, but every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. So if that's the case, if Jesus had to do that, how much more we're going to have to do it. So I challenge you to get it into God's word and get a word on your situation and watch that situation change. You know, because so many times we do what James tells us not to do. You know, we speak instead of listening. And a lot of time, I never made the right decision when I was angry. So a lot of times, if we just take that time out to be quick to hear, because what I'm finding out when I be quick to hear, if someone cursing you out or speaking to you rough or speaking to you in a bad way, man, you know what you can do? You can pray for that person. You know, you can find yourself saying, Lord, forgive them. They know not what they do. That's what Jesus did, y'all. And I'm learning to do what Jesus do. And I tell you, it makes a big difference when you do what Jesus says do. Can I get an amen? Amen. You know, I really do. I thank God for this opportunity to be here before you all tonight. And you know, it was so amazing when I was talking to Pastor Jerry, because he sent me a text, and when I read it, it was so amazing, because he said, if you can't make it tonight, I understand for a short notice. But as I study God's word tells us to what? Be ready in season and out of season. And it was so amazing when he asked me that, because like I said, Monday morning, about 1:30 somewhere in there, I was reading God's word and it was just burning in my heart. And I didn't know if it was for me to share with my family or share what, you know, because when God's word burns into your heart, you know, you be wanting to share. And I just thank God, you know, for this opportunity and for y'all to be here to have ears to hear. And then it goes, let's look at Psalms 19:14. That's one of my favorite verses. Psalm 19:14. And it's just, what it is tonight is how good God's word is and the difference that God's word make in your life when you meditate upon it and you use these things in your life. And I pray God's word every morning over myself, over my family, over my church family, over my community, over even the United States, because God's word say what? How good and pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity, you know. And that's the thing is, when I look out in the world, we don't have that no more. We don't have that unity. We don't stand together no more like we should. It's me, myself, and I. And you know, and it shouldn't be that. It should be Jesus, others, and yourself. And when you say Jesus, others, and yourself, guess what? That's J-O-Y. That's joy. Jesus, others, and yourself. When we go to doing that, church, I'm telling you, we'll see things begin to change. And because the word of God says what? To have no other God before us. To love the Lord God with what? All your heart, soul, mind, and strength. And then your second one, what? To love your neighbors as yourself. And I tell you, when we start loving one another, it's going to make a difference, because God's words tells us what? Love comes with a multitude of sins.
Amen.
And then it says, let's look at Psalm 19:14. It says, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. You know, that's some powerful words when you just think about it. You know, you asking God to let the words of your mouth and the meditation of your heart. And see, the thing that I'm learning about God and his word, when you read God's word, and that You putting it in the inside, and it's pretty soon whatever in the inside, it coming out. So many times if we find ourselves cursing or being mean or saying harsh things to one another, that means we don't have enough God word in our heart. And you know, and I find myself when I go to reading God word, most of the time what God word does for me, it make me rejoice, or else it had me to repent that something I might be said or that offended my brother or my sister. Not only that, because when you offend your brother and your sister, you offend God. So, you know, so many times we have to be careful what we say and what we do. And, you know, I just thank God that I'm learning his word and abiding on his word, because I think Psalms 119:105 says what? Lord, let your word be a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. And if you think about that, let that word be like that, you know, a lamp unto your feet. The lamp, what, gives out light. And who is light? Jesus is light. So, you know, I just thank God when you're doing that, you letting Jesus order your footsteps. And then as you let Jesus order your footsteps, you'll find yourself walking in the path of righteousness. And, you know, and when you learn how to do that, it just makes your whole day different. And then I think it's Psalms, what, 119:11 says, what, Lord, let me have your word in my heart that I may not sin against thee. And you know, it's hard when you out there in that world and people are talking about you, doing you any old kind of way, and just, you know, you be wanting to retaliate, but God's word says not to retaliate. It says to love your enemy and pray for those and love those that hate you, and you know, and the thing is, sometimes it seems like it's so hard to do. But it's not, because if you look at Matthew 11:28, it says what? My yoke, ye come unto me, ye all that I labor and a heavy burden, and I will give you rest. My yoke is easy and my burden is light. See, my yoke is God's word. God is letting us know that his word is easy. And then his burden, my burden is light. L-I-G-H-T. His burden is, his way is the light. And as we walk in his way, we're walking in the light. But if we're not walking in his way, we're not walking in his light. And it, you know, and we make it so hard sometimes, because the way we might have been raised, a lot of times, you know, we have an excuse and say, I didn't have a father figure. But my word tells me that what? I'm a father to the fatherless. So really, church, we don't have no excuse. So, you know, I just thank God that when I didn't have a father, I really had a heavenly father. And really the only good father when I was coming up, I was probably about, been probably about 5 years ago that I can really remember somebody that's loving me and treating me like a father was when I went and stayed with Pastor Jerry. You know, it was amazing every morning when I wake up, he there with his arms stretched wide to give me a hug. You know, that's something I never had. I had that old tough life. I was just going to let it be what it's going to be. And, you know, and that ain't the way it should be. And when Pastor Jerry would give me a hug every morning, man, it would just do something to me. It really changed my whole life. So many times, you know, it's sad the way the world is. So many times we don't have that father that can give us that hug, give us that affirmation. You know, we need that in our life because that's how God created us. That's why he created a father and a mother for us, you know, and they both have a role to play. And when we play that role, you'll see a difference in our children's life. And I just thank God for my family. You know, I looked up and I didn't think they were going to make it. But now as I look up and I look over there, I see them and I thank God for it. I my wife, she's my backbone, you know, and I thank God because when I'm weak, she's strong, you know, in so many different areas in my life. A lot of time I don't let her know that I should, but I thank God that I'm growing and learning these things. And then not only that, I thank God for my children. I'm not saying it because they're mine, but I just thank God for them because they're so sweet and kind, you know. And, you know, never had to go to the jailhouse, never had to go to the classroom, never had to go to the schools, you know. Just last year, I had two of them in the public school, and both of them were students of the year. You know, I just got to get honor and praise to where it's due, and I thank God for that. I really do, church, because in this old world and this old life that we're living in, it's not easy. But I tell you what, if you put the word of God in your children, I tell you to make everything all right. So many times we don't take the time out to do that, and if any time that we need to be doing in church, we need to be doing it now. Because our children is what? A gift from God. And you know, only God can give life. So, you know, and that's the thing. And God holds us accountable for what we say and what we do, because I think Proverbs 15:1 says that a soft-spoken words turn away wrath, but grievous words stirs up wrath. So many times that I was saying about that careless word, that's that grievous word. But that soft-spoken answer, that's God's word. That's us uplifting one another. So many times we don't want to uplift one another, encourage one another, but God, that's what the word of God tells me, that we should encourage one another and uplift one another. When you see your sister and brother head hanging down, you should go to them and give them a hug and say, you is a child of the Most High. You are fearfully and wonderfully made, you know, and sit down and encourage it, because my Bible tells me the older ladies should encourage the younger ladies, and the older guys should be fathers to the younger guys, you know. And so many times we find ourselves, I got it, you get it, but that ain't what God's word says. So, you know, we gotta sometimes just examine ourselves and see what God says about the situation. And you know, and let's go to Proverbs 18:21. It should be a familiar scripture to everyone. I really do thank God. He's more than enough, church. God is more than enough. You know, if we just take our burdens and take them to him, and you know, and trust him. Trust him, you know, and watch what God will do. I had one of my buddies call me just on my way down here, and he was telling me how when we talked on the phone last night, how he was so mad and discouraged, and I tried to give him some encouraging words, and then not only did I try to get to him, but then he talked to one of the pastors today, and it was confirmation, and he was, from last night until tonight, it was different between day and night. He was rejoicing. rejoicing and praising God. And, you know, and I thank them. And that's what we need to do to one another. We need to encourage our brothers and sisters when they're down. Because in the world that we're living in, it's all sorts and all kind of things going on. And Proverbs 18:21 says what? Death and life are in the power of the tongue. And those who love it will eat its fruits. And you know, and the thing is, I was looking at that, I say the power of life and death is in the power of the tongue, and those that love it will eat its fruit. So the thing that stood out to me, it was life and death in that first sentence, and then in that second sentence, would eat the fruit of it. So in other words, we reap what we sow. I would say we reap what we say, you know, because so many times that's what Matthew 12:36 was saying about those outer words. So if we sow good words, we reap good harvest. If we sow bad words, we reap evil harvest. And you know, church, I guarantee you, with all the evil that's going on around, we don't need to do it to ourselves. It's a lot of it right here among us, and it's going on around. But then as you read on about life and death is in the power of the tongue, and those who love it will eat of it. Now let's go to Proverbs 13:3 and see what speaking good word does for you. Proverbs 13:3. It says, he who guards his mouth preserves his life. You know, that's something really to chew on. Because, you know, if you read on in Proverbs tells us that even a fool, when he closes his mouth, is considered wise. You know, God's word is just, it's so powerful. If we'll read it and meditate upon it and do what it tells us to do. Because he said, who he guards his mouth preserve. It means to save his life. See, God gave us life, but it's up to us to preserve it through him, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And if we do it through him, we're going to do these examples that he gave us in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. You know, Jesus laid out the map of life for us. A lot of times, I would say Bible, B-I-B-L-E. B is what? The B in that is bring eternal. Wait a minute, let me get it right. Thank you, Lord. It's wait a minute, B-I-B-L-E. Let me see. Give me a minute, church. I tell you. Yeah, amen, amen. Let me see. It's coming to me. It's been on my heart all day. Get thee behind me, Satan. I command you to go in Jesus' name. In the name of, thank you, sister. Thank you, sister. Biblical information bring life everlasting. Biblical B, information I, B, bring life, L, E, everlasting. Thank you, sister. I tell you what, where two or three gathered in his name, touching and agreeing, it shall be done. That's just how easy it is to defeat the enemy. But if we don't put God's word on that situation never changed. And I just thank God for Sister Vastard right there, for her agreeing with me. And he had to go, church. And that's how easy it is in this world, that we can, two or three gathered. See, it's going to be some battles going on there in this everlasting world here, where things is going here and doing that and seeing so out of whack, and then you trying to sit there and fight that battle for yourself. It's not made to fight by yourself. You know, we got more weapons than we use, church, but if we can join hands and join each other and start commanding the enemy what the enemy to do. We tell the enemy what to do, and the enemy don't tell us what to do. Amen. And you know, I can't wait until that day when we can join those hands and things won't make us cry. Things won't shake us. They won't move us anymore. These old things of this world can't continue to move us, because God's word says in Romans 12:2, be ye not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of our mind. And church, and what I learned, in order to renew your mind, you have to get into God's word. And when God's word get into your mind, then for you know it, God's word will be coming out of your mouth. And then when God's word start coming out of your mouth, things begin to happen. Satan be on our feet. He don't have that power over us, because God's word tells me that, what, he gave us the power and authority over serpents and scorpions and all evil things, church. We have that power to do those things, but if we don't get in God's word and learn how to do it, we won't know how to do it. You know, a lot of times it's not Jesus' fault, because when Jesus said it was finished, and you know, he laid that roadmap out for us that it is finished, church. And until we start taking God for what his word says, because he promises us it will not return back unto him void. And you know, and I just thank him, you know, when he give you a promise that his word will not return unto you void. That's deep, church. But if you don't know the word, it's still void. But if you know the word, it's going to be manifested, and you're going to see things begin to happen around you and in your life and in your schools, in your neighborhoods, in your churches. See, because there's a lot of sick people right now, and we done been up under the word 10, 15, 20, 30 years, and then look in the nursing home, look in the hospital, and because God word tell me we're going to do greater things than what he did. Amen. But until we get God's word in us, because that's how Jesus knew that we could do greater things, because what? He said, I only do what I see my Father do, and I only say what I hear my Father say. And until we start doing that, church, it's gonna be rough for us. But who gave us the power and authority? Jesus. Look to your neighbor and say, I'm gonna use what Jesus gave me. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, church, when we go to using what Jesus gave us, and then we go to doing like where it says two or three are touching and agreeing, and it shall be done. And you know, God word say, ask and it shall be given. Seek and you shall find. Knock and the door be open. When God word go to being manifested in your life, over your jobs, over your families, over your marriage, that means that the door is being opened, church. You know, but until that start happening, it's not being done. It's not because God's word is not being performed, because it take us to perform God's word with us what? Trusting in God's word, believing in God's word. And if you believe in God's word, you'll speak God's word. And if you'll speak God's word, you obey God's word. And I'm telling you that the Bible says obedience is better than a sacrifice. My Bible tells me the only way you get a blessing is by obeying. And so many times, if you don't know God's word, you can't obey God's word, and then it'll be what I hate with people. Well, it is what it is, and you know, like I told y'all last time, it's not. It is what it is. It is what God says it is. It is what God's word says it is. Because he said, in the beginning was the word was with God, and the word was God. So that's what we got to focus on, God's word. Can I get an amen, y'all? And I'm telling you what, we're going to get out of here early tonight. The last scripture we're going to go to, Revelation 12:11. Everybody should know that. 12:11, Revelation 12:11. It's all tonight. Y'all is just teaching on God's word, and God's word is what he said his word is, and it will do what he says his word will do. But it got to have someone to do it and obey it. He left us here to be the vessels for these things to come to pass. If you have that, say amen. It says, and they overcame him, the enemy, by the blood of the Lamb, and by what? The word of their testimonies, and they did not love their lives unto death. And see, so many times, church, that word right there, you know, I was thinking about it so many times people come up to you, I just love you to death. What that just say? They did not love their lives to death, you know. So, but it's just a figure of speak. But then if you think about it, Matthew 12:36 says what? It's an outer word. You know, I don't want you to love me to death. If that's the only way you got to love me, don't love me, because I don't want you to love me to death, because Jesus gave me life. I want life, church. I don't want death. You know, and it's, you know, that scripture there, and the thing is, the word of your testimony, a testimony can be a personal experience with Jesus. Or else it can be something that you done seen in the word of God that Jesus have did. And you can let that be a testimony unto you in a situation that you might find yourself into. So if you will, let's bow our heads and get ready to close. Oh, gracious Lord, we just thank you for this opportunity to come to let you be my mouth, Father God. And I just thank you for your word, Father God. I thank you for everyone that is here, Lord. We pray blessings upon their families, Lord. And we just pray that and dispatch every angel that you have given us, Lord. We dispatch them to go to the north, the south, the east, and the west, Father God. For your word said they will protect us. And then not only that, Lord, but is going to minister unto us. So, Father God, we pray now, Father God, that you will open up our ears to hear the angels minister your sweet word unto us, Father God, so that we can change the world, change the nation, change our households. Lord, we can change the schools. Lord, we can change everything with your word. It can be changed, Lord. And so we thank you and we ask for all of this in Jesus' name. And the church said, amen. To God be the glory. Love you all. Y'all go in peace and have a great and wonderful week. Rest of the week. Hallelujah.